Joined on the phone by Dr. Debbie Strowman, former star athlete, coach, mentor, analytics expert, professor, expert on all things athletics on and off the court in the field, and the host of If You Only Knew right here on 97.9 The Hill. Talking basketball today with the Tar Heel men's and women's season both getting underway in less than a week, which feels like it's right around the corner, but it's 3 weeks after it ordinarily would. So again, it's 2020. Time has no meaning. Debbie, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's amazing to think that it's basketball season. For one who's played the game, who's coached the game, that October 1 date, the October 15 date just flew by. And I'm talking to some coaches across the country, and they're saying, oh, yes, we have a game next week. It's like, how did this happen?
I know, it's absolutely crazy. And like all of the, and I think part of it too is all of those, you mentioned October 1st, October 15th, like all of those kind of benchmarks that we just sort of take for granted to lead up to the start of the season, they came and went. There was no late night with Roy this year. There just wasn't all of those things that we just kind of anticipate and make part of our run up to the season.
Absolutely. And I think that just speaks to the unpredictability, the uncomfortableness of the coronavirus and this pandemic that we're all living in. Having conversations with coaches about how challenging it is to have a program right now, because college sports, first and foremost, is about being a college student. And when you don't have that, if you have sitting in front of the computer and taking courses and then going to the gym and only being around your team, your teammates, and again, wonderful people, great support system, but it's lonely. It is absolutely lonely. So similar challenges that traditional students have, the athletes have it, and then some.
Yeah. So what are you hearing from coaches in terms of like how they're not just getting the players ready, but how are they managing amidst the pandemic? How are they keeping themselves safe, their players safe? Are they doing enough? Do they feel like they're doing enough?
They feel that they're doing all that they can do. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt. Everyone that I've spoken to has mentioned safety, as in having all of these COVID tests, one after another. And then waiting to hear from your medical team, from your assistant coaches as to whether or not there will be a practice, whether or not, you know, a player is out, a player is just not feeling well, as in depression, and how that person is going to show up in practice. And so it is really, really a toss-up each and every day. And then hearing from a good friend of mine, Coach Dave Leto, head coach at DePaul. He's already had 3 games canceled. And so it's just so challenging. How do you manage this? In fact, this is one of the issues that's come up for folks in the space who are indeed activists, that the NCAA has said that this is such a crazy season, so much unpredictability, that we're going to make sure that athletes, the first ruling was spring sports, that you can have an additional year of eligibility, as in this isn't going to hurt you. And so now activists are saying, well, shouldn't we have something similar to that for coaches? You know, should they be let go if they don't have a great year? I mean, how do you define a great year in a year like the coronavirus in sports? And so, yes, lots of concerns, lots of just a sense of, you know what, if we can just make it through the day, and then we'll try to make it through the next day, and then the next day. That's the spirit.
Yeah, speaking with Dr. Debbie Strowman, talking about the college basketball season, which is getting underway pretty much already, but getting underway here in Chapel Hill for Tar Heel men's and women's basketball in just a few days on Wednesday the 25th, and kind of underlying all of those concerns are something that we've talked about many times here in this segment, the financial concerns. We had Art Chansky in his Sports Notebook a couple of days ago talking about how vitally important it was just for the financial health of all of college athletics, period, for there to be a college basketball season, and specifically that all-important tournament at the end of the year. And that's something to consider, but it's also something worth considering that we're putting that burden on these particular players and these particular coaches, and kind of putting it all on them to carry all of college athletics through.
You're absolutely correct. anywhere from up to 75 to 85% of all revenues to many, many departments come from directly or indirectly from football. Mm-hmm. And so we've had a crazy football season, so many games suspended or canceled, and then having lost the 2020 March Madness funding, even though there was some money returned to some universities, it was really, really tough on departments. And to think that there could be a possibility of having, I don't think March Madness would be shut down, but to have a very limited one, this is pretty scary. There is no doubt there's going to be more layoffs and more furloughs. That's going to happen. That's the reality. But will it last for more than 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Could this go into year two and year three? Again, so many question marks, and I'm hopeful that people are thinking differently, as in we may end up in masks for the next year, another year of this. In fact, when we come out of it, it might be the new normal for us will be to wear a mask like many countries around the world. So, you know, college sports is important. It brings us joy. It's a stress reliever and all that. But we really have to put this all in perspective in terms of safety first.
Again, speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman. So with all of that in mind, let's take a look at Tar Heel men's and women's basketball, both programs kind of back on the rise after having some disappointing seasons for the men just last year, for the women a couple of years ago, and then some improvement last year that they're hoping to keep going again this year, starting with the Tar Heel women, because we just heard from Avery Trendle and his report on Courtney Banghart and UNC as they're getting ready for the season. They're getting underway on Wednesday against Radford. How do you see the Tar Heels this year? It's a different looking team, and certainly the same for the men this year versus last year. But what is the ceiling for Carolina? Can they really make a big splash this year?
Well, we're definitely in a situation which is longstanding where it doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter if the two coaches were only able to recruit middle school players. People are going to come after Carolina. They're going to act like Carolina has 12 All-Americans on their team. Again, it's a game that people circle on their schedule. But there is no doubt UNC women's basketball, it's like a brand new team. Now, do they have some star players? Absolutely. On paper, absolutely. And then we have Janelle Bailey, who's coming back, who's proven, and she has a lot to prove because I know she wants to play in the WNBA. So she's going to look to build off of her very, very excellent career thus far. Malu Tshenge will be back, and she did a great job for her first year transitioning to big-time women's basketball. And then Jalen Murray, who's been a key role player for the team. She missed the season last year with a knee injury. But the one thing about UNC women's basketball, and I'll say this about any program in the ACC, it's hard to judge your success because there's so much talent in the league. And right now, you've got your perennial powerhouses over the modern, you know, past 10 years, Louisville, Notre Dame, Florida State, NC State has entered into that, and Syracuse. And so even if UNC does really well, it might be hard to tell because of the talent in the league. But I'm excited about the program. They've got a freshman point guard coming in, Deja Kelly. Everybody's paying attention to her because she comes in with big numbers, big stats. But it's really going to be about chemistry for Coach Banghart. She's got to figure out a way to bring it all together, and sooner rather than later.
And then turning to the men's program, they've got a little bit more time to wait, 5 extra hours before their season starts, also on Wednesday the 25th. Number 16 in the nation in the preseason poll, with a lot of buzz around some of these freshmen. Garrison Brooks getting some preseason honors. What do you think about the Carolina men?
Well, the same thing with the men. People don't care. They just see that uniform and they want to win. And certainly, you know, over the past 2 years, we've had some teams get some wins over Carolina, which were really surprising and probably made their program. They don't even care if they get another win, you know, over anybody, having beaten Chapel Hill. But I'm really excited about Harrison Brooks. I love his progression. I mean, Garrison Brooks, to go from, again, a highly recruited young man, but now to be considered the preseason ACC Player of the Year. He's been solid. He is that one player that I'm pretty sure Coach Williams will want to run his offense through, as in he's got to get touches. But again, ranked number 16 in the country, that is wonderful. A lot of programs never even get a chance to be ranked. But in terms of Tar Heel Nation, not good enough. We have to be in the top five. And Virginia is there. Duke is there. Florida State, in fact, I want to give a shout out to Coach Hamilton. He is the only program that had two NBA draft picks. And so Hamilton, he's a Hall of Fame coach. He has to be to have a winning basketball program in a football school. So Carolina will compete. Carolina, I expect them to be in the top of the ACC this year, you know, one, two, or three. And as always, Coach Williams will have his team ready for the playoff.
Catch If You Only Knew right here on 97.9 The Hill Weekends. Get the full broadcast schedule on our website, chapelboro.com. Dr. Debbie Stroman, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.